Matthew 28. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Are you just going to wear me out? Come on now.
With you.
All right. Matthew 28. Uh-huh. And 18. Hallelujah. Huh? He told the disciples as a command. Huh? Y'all follow me?
All right.
He said, go, huh? Ye therefore, and teach all nations. Everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Baptizing them in the name or names.
Just a name, a single name.
One name.
One name.
Of what?
Of the Father.
Of the Father. And continue.
Of the Son.
And what?
Of the Holy Ghost.
And of the Holy Ghost.
But if you obey the command that Jesus said in the name.
Amen.
Huh?
That's amen. It's Jesus Christ.
What name in that scripture is recognized?
Jesus Christ.
Father is not a name.
Right.
Amen.
Son is not a name.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is not a name.
That's right.
They're titles.
Amen.
Those are titles. That's not name.
That's right.
But he told them to go teaching them to teach them repentance. Y'all got that?
Right.
Repentance and remission in the name.
In the name.
That's not a scripture. It's not right there. I'm just quoting one. Amen. He said, remission of sin in the name.
Amen.
So therefore, he was telling you them ahead of time exactly how you your sins be remitted. Y'all understand what remitted means?
Forgiven.
Removed.
Removed.
Huh? Remission of sin means the removal of sin from your soul.
Uh-huh.
All the way back from Adam.
All right.
Every man and woman that was born in this world that was guilty of the sin of Adam. And people don't want to hear that. You was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Huh?
Yep.
All the way back to Adam.
Yeah.
All the way to the day of those where you standing up right now.
Amen.
All those sins was going to be remitted. But that's only one way for those sins to be remitted. It takes the what?
The name of Jesus Christ.
That's why he says repentance, come godly and sorry to God. That's between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
And then obey the scripture, but baptize me in the name.
In the name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Go ahead. This is the Father. Huh?
The name of the Father.
Uh-huh.
And of the Son.
Uh-huh.
And of the Holy Ghost.
People, now here we come. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. We're going to start right here.
Okay.
See, Satan stole Jesus' wonderful prize that he created. And what was that? Uh-huh. He stole them from Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, at that time, he was named Jesus, but we know he was God. Huh? He stole them from the Lord. Uh-huh. By being conniving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know how he went to Eve? I'm not going to get on there. I'm not going to get on. He tricked Eve. Mm-hmm. Huh?
But Adam knew.
That's how man fell out with God. It wasn't Eve's fault. Okay, I give y'all credit. It was only one man's fault.
Adam
did what God told him not to do.
He disobeyed.
Huh?
Amen.
And the day that he did that, man fell out with God.
Amen.
The devil stole, God's pride.
That's right.
We was lost. Until the day that Jesus started his what?
His church.
Until the what day?
The day of Pentecost.
The day of Pentecost. Pentecostal day was going to be the new beginning. Pentecostal was the beginning of man. Born again.
Amen.
Amen.
See, we was fell out with God before Pentecost. Uh-huh. He came and sacrificed himself. He shed the blood. Huh? He shed the blood. Y'all follow me there?
Amen.
And then when he established his church, it's like the world is just a new beginning. I can go into this deep, but it sure be a long time. I know y'all ain't gonna do that. Thank you, huh? But I'm gonna tell you, on the day of Pentecost, when the people stood up and said, "What we do, Peter? What should we do to be saved?" Mm-hmm. And Peter stood up and did what?
He said, "Repent and be baptized."
In the what? Jesus said, baptize them in the what?
Name of Jesus.
The remission of sin in my
name.
Y'all got that?
Yes.
I know y'all got that. Ooh, y'all better be ready, because I'm going to tell you the next time I get up here. I know you got that, huh?
Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
All right. They did it, huh? The church started with who?
With the disciples.
The 11 disciples.
Right.
Huh? And the extra people that was in the upper room with them.
Yes.
That's the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Y'all got that?
Yeah.
We in this building today is of the church of Jesus Christ. The same church that was established on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
That's what my mother and father taught me.
Yes.
Amen.
Brought me up in the Word. This is the true church, huh, of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, there's many people saying, "I'm part of Jesus too. I'm part of the church of Jesus Christ." It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to call yourself a Pentecostal, but you should, huh? You should, because that's the day that the church started, on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Okay, apostolic mean we believe in the teaching of the apostles.
Amen. Right.
That's what apostolic means for us. So we Pentecostal, apostolic.
Okay.
It's simple. It's in the Word.
Amen. Okay.
But woe and behold, when the church was born,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And Peter got up and obeyed the command of Jesus, baptizing them in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission.
Yes.
To put that together.
Yes.
The name of Jesus Christ for the remission.
Remission.
It ain't no other way.
No other way. No other way.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
Amen.
All right.
The remission of sin, huh? The removal of sin is by what?
Baptism
in Jesus'
name. Not just baptism. Everybody say, "I'm going to get baptized."
In Jesus'
baptized.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You've been baptized.
You have to be baptized in the name of
Jesus. Normally, a person, when you ask, "You've been baptized?" They say, "I've been baptized in the name of Jesus."
Yes.
They have to be.
Did y'all catch that?
Amen.
But some people just say, "Yeah, I've been baptized."
Uh-huh.
Well, they don't.
But not, if you're not baptized in the name of Jesus, you just took a dip in the water.
That's right.
Took a bath with some clothes on.
Amen.
Amen.
If the preacher didn't speak the words in the name of Jesus, you have not been baptized. Oh, y'all quiet on me now. Don't get quiet on me.
We're listening. We're listening.
Because of what we're about to say, these are fighting words.
Uh-huh.
Y'all understand me?
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of people walking around in the world saying, "I've been baptized."
Mm-hmm.
"I've been born again."
Uh-oh.
They don't understand. What it mean, been born again?
That's right.
Jesus said you must be born again of the water
and of the Spirit.
And of the Spirit.
That's right.
The water is the baptism in Jesus' name.
All right.
It takes the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said there's witness on earth, three witnesses on earth. The water.
Mm-hmm. The blood.
The blood.
And the Spirit.
Then the reason why it said the water, because the water is the witness on earth to who?
To God.
So the minute you go down in the water in the Jesus' name, come out of the water, it witness to God, you marked.
All right.
You marked.
Thank you, Jesus.
You belong to Jesus.
All right.
The minute you come out that water, all your sins is remitted.
Hallelujah.
The minute you come out that water, you're a brand new baby in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're a brand new person.
Thank you, Jesus.
The old old man that you had is left in the water.
Thank you, Lord.
God doesn't hold no more sin, no more nothing against you.
Yes.
It says, a man be in Christ Jesus,
he's a new creature.
Hallelujah.
And what does it say?
All sins are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
You are a new creature.
Yes. A new creature.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You're a new creature.
The
baptism is essential. Nobody on this earth is going to leave this earth unless they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got
Thank
me?
You, Jesus.
But oh no. Our adversary.
Uh-huh.
Y'all can follow me now. Get the scripture. All right.
Watch this.
Our adversary. The who?
The devil. He's going to try to trick us.
No,
he's a roaring lion.
He don't want us preaching this. He don't want us teaching this. You know why? Anybody can tell me you know why he don't want us to preach this?
Because that's the he doesn't want people to be saved, and that's the saving name.
Because he know the truth.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
The devil know the truth more than me and you. He know the Bible. He can read it backwards, forward. What scripture it is? He can do it. He know the truth, and he don't want the truth to be prevail.
Yes.
Huh? So he become the mortal enemy of the church.
Hallelujah.
And he started out, I'm gonna mess this up, just like I did at Eve and Adam. I'm gonna win everybody I can get my hands on. Huh? Church got established. Huh? They was rocking and rolling.
Right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The fire was burning.
Okay.
The fire was hot.
Okay.
The fire was so hot, Satan couldn't get up to the church.
All right.
Huh? He gave up to the church. Whew, no, too much Jesus there. Too much Holy Ghost. Huh?
Yes.
Fire was burning.
Thank you, Jesus.
They was going from house to house.
Yes.
3,000 people at a time was getting saved, baptized in the name of Jesus.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, no. Jesus, what you say, the devil? He going to throw a rock in the fire. Down the line, he starts to, he's clever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
He is clever. I'm going to find a way to keep people from knowing the truth.
Mm.
So he said, okay, here's one I'm going to do. Yeah. Now, Jesus said, baptize in his name. Huh? Didn't he say that?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Right.
He have messed up so many people from that point.
Yes.
When the church started getting watered down, you know, it got to the point some of the disciples was getting stoned and put in jail and messed up. Some of the saints that got baptized in Jesus' name, they was going forth, they were having church, and they said, whoo, if I knew I was going to have suffered like this, I would stay like I was.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on back to their Jewish ways and stuff. Huh? These people got saved.
Yeah.
That's when the devil first started.
Yeah.
Huh? Locking up the people that were standing up for Jesus, but torturing them.
Yes.
Saints had to hide in the cave.
Yes.
To keep from getting killed. And so some of those people got weak and went back to their old man.
All right.
I got them now. Huh? I got them on a roll. Which one of these things working? I got them on a roll. I got one. Thank you, huh?
Yes.
He said, I'm going to mess this up.
Uh-huh.
What Jesus did, he's not going to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to take as many souls to hell with me. I know I'm going to hell.
Oh, yes, he knows.
Yeah.
He knew.
He knows.
Yeah,
he's bound for the bottomless pit.
Yes.
And he wants as many souls that he can get his hands on to go with him in the bottomless pit.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So he started messing with the church.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus didn't mean in his name, but in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
There it goes.
That's not even in the Bible.
No.
That's not in the Bible.
That's not.
Find it for me. You know how they say the peace, do the cross sign, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's not in the Bible. I get it backwards. I can't even do it. That is not in the Bible.
No.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the sign of the cross doing all that stuff, it's not, if it's not in the Bible, it ain't what?
It's not the truth.
It's not the truth.
But the devil make it sound like it's the truth.
He tries.
Everybody, there's so many people on the earth who are so confused about Jesus and what Jesus said.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said to baptize in his name.
Yes, he did.
For the remission of his sin. Amen. Okay? Hail Mary, full of grace.
Oh,
have y'all found that? Is that in there?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
He clever.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is clever. This is what Jesus is talking about. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
That's right.
So Satan took him out. You want to see? Watch me. He started tricking people. Fire was going in between the time of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fell to 1906. The Holy Ghost fell again.
Yes.
In Annapolis.
Azusa Street.
The Holy Ghost fell again. And the Pentecostal church becomes strong. Huh? Y'all hear me?
Amen.
The Pentecostal church. The Pentecostal church is the first church. Oh, I could drop a pen.
Amen.
Come on, man. Y'all should be hollering.
Yeah.
If I made a touchdown and got some points, we'd be out to sea.
All right.
People don't want you to talk about their church.
Amen.
They don't want you to talk about the church they go to. But it's only one church.
Amen.
And the church, it's going to be many false prophets. Jesus said that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
There's going to be false people that are going to teach stuff, huh? Because he knew this was the devil was going to do.
That's right.
The church was going, in 1906, they were going on fire. The Holy Ghost fell just like the day of Pentecost. Again.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But after a while, the devil creep in. I believe that God told us to preach. Baptized people in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
And they took that and ran and started a new church.
Trinity.
Trinity Church.
Uh-huh.
That ain't nowhere in the Bible. Now, these people came out of the Jesus name Pentecostal church.
Amen.
Yes.
Lutheran people, Baptist folks, Church of God in Christ. I can name them. All these people came out of the church back in 1906.
Hallelujah.
But the devil got messing with people.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
He mixed them up.
Don't you ever wonder why? Why is it so many different churches?
Yes.
Huh?
Twist the truth.
That is.
It's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "Up on this rock, I'm gonna establish my church."
That's right.
And I just went through the whole thing on how he established his church.
That's right.
I just showed you what church that Jesus established.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He established his church on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came.
Because
he prophesied that the Holy Ghost was going to come and fall. The comforter was going to come.
Yes.
And on that same day, they all got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
They fulfilled the chapter in Matthew 28. Mm-hmm. That's when see, Peter
his
knew.
Name.
Woo, I could go on. This is good. Peter knew.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you how I know Peter knew. Because Jesus took Peter aside.
Mm-hmm.
To come with me. He could have chose anybody he wanted. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But he knew Peter was a loud mouth.
Yeah.
Peter was a radical.
Uh-huh.
He was a radical of the church.
He would speak
They said they picked him as the leader.
Right.
If anybody going to say something, Peter was going to say something.
Uh-huh.
If anybody going to be rowdy, Peter was going to be rowdy.
Yeah.
Anybody going to mess with Jesus, Peter was going to stand in between whoever they was.
Uh-huh.
When the soldiers came to get Jesus, to take him away, huh? He said, no, you ain't. Huh? You're not taking my Lord, huh?
All right.
And whipped off his sword.
And cut the man's ear off.
Whew,
that quick.
Cut the ear off the soldier.
Yeah,
he
did.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
He kind of acted like the Muslims do today. You talk about the religion, they'll kill you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Peter was like that. God said, no, Peter. No. I got to die. He picked the ear up, put it back on the soldier.
Healed him.
Nothing was wrong.
That's right.
Huh? So Peter was the loudmouth. So God took him aside, but there, and told him some stuff that we don't know.
Amen.
Huh? It was so much stuff, it can't fit the Bible.
Yes.
But But somebody was following Peter and Jesus.
Right.
And who was that?
Mark.
Right.
Huh? Luke.
Luke.
Luke the writer.
Luke.
Huh? He was a writer.
Yes.
He wrote everything he saw and heard.
Yes.
And Peter was said to Jesus, why are you following away? Why are you following up? Jesus said, that's just mind your business. Just come with me. Huh? Don't mind him. Don't pay no attention to him. He wanted Mark to follow, not Mark, Luke to follow him. Huh? He followed him, and wherever Peter and Luke is the two saints that knew stuff or know stuff that we don't know today.
Amen.
Jesus explained things to Peter.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and said to be baptized in the name of Jesus. But you know why? Jesus explained it to him.
Yes.
How he knew it as plain as can be.
Yes.
The scriptures, all those scriptures came back to him. Matthew 28 came back to him. Huh? Mm-hmm. Now I know what Jesus was talking about, baptizing me in the name.
Hallelujah.
He meant exactly what he said. Because there is no other name given among men. What?
Whereby we must be saved.
It's only one name that can save us. Jesus. And that's Jesus
Christ.
No. Huh? No. Satan said, no.
People.
Huh? You can rest for sure that he is seeking, to devour you. So the Bible said, somebody told Peter that the devil like to do what? Like to sift you as wheat.
That's right. That's what he warned about.
He do not want the true church of Jesus Christ. Anybody that do not follow the scriptures,
Yes.
is not the true church of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I do not argue with nobody else. Mm-hmm. See, our world is the system, mm-hmm. Of this world belongs to who?
This devil.
Huh?
This world system is
belongs. It belongs to the devil. Mm-hmm. And he have tricked man so much down through the years from the truth. There's so many different religions, so many different everything. They don't believe like the Bible says, but I'm going to hell.
Amen. They think they are.
Huh? I'm going to heaven. I go to church on Sunday. Huh?
All right.
I pray to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I serve the same God of praise and worship the same God that you do. Is that true?
That's what they say.
No.
Come on now. Come on now.
No.
Come on. They are not worshiping the same.
Come on. I don't mind saying.
Because
God got me saying this to y'all because he wants you to know. We are not serving the same God.
Amen.
Huh? Amen.
All right.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It's impossible for us to. I'm baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of my sins. I'm living and walking upright, holy before the Lord, and you not.
All right.
These are fighting words now.
Okay.
Yes.
But saints, we can't be scared to stand up for the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We got to stand up.
Amen.
Don't y'all get quiet on me now.
Amen.
Y'all don't want to throw some rocks at me, huh?
No. We're listening. We're absorbing the information. Trying to absorb the information so we'll remember it.
We're taking it in. It's the truth.
We're trying to soak it in. We're trying to soak it in.
Hallelujah. Somebody get you out there hemming you up and talking a lot of mess, talking about we serving the same God. What you going to tell them?
No.
No, we're not.
No.
I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Born again Christian. It's only one way you can be born again. How is that?
In the water, in the spirit,
in
the name of Jesus Christ.
My man got me, huh?
Okay.
It's only one way to be born again.
That's right. Buried in the water in the name of Jesus Christ.
The water baptism is so... Let me explain what the water baptism is. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's the witness of God to heaven. It witnessed that. I don't care who else don't know about you being baptized in his name. Lone as Jesus, huh? No.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
All that matters.
Amen.
Thank you. The baptism in Jesus' name represents what?
Jesus Christ.
The burial.
The burial of all our sins.
The witness.
That's a witness.
God.
The burial of
Christ.
It represents you going down in the tomb.
Yes.
It represents
yes.
you going down in the grave.
That's right.
We have to bury our old who?
Our old man. Our old self.
That's what the water baptism is all about. When you go down in the water, you got and say the name of Jesus Christ.
All your sins are admitted.
That water represents dirt.
That's right.
You burying your old man.
Yes.
And when the preacher bring you up out of that water,
come a new creature.
You're brand new born again.
Hallelujah.
Get the Holy Ghost as soon as you can. Fight every day for the Holy Ghost. When you get the Holy Ghost, you will know.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I don't have to tell you.
Amen.
When you got the Holy Ghost, you're going to tell me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to have that Holy Ghost for what?
To live.
The Holy Ghost is not part of a command. Y'all give me there?
It's a gift.
Explain.
It's a what?
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Amen.
From God.
It's what you see.
It is his intention of giving you that gift for one reason. Why?
So we can worship him in spirit and in truth.
He gave you that gift for one reason. Come on now, y'all. He said, I'm going to send you to what?
A comforter.
So what is it? What
to
is
give
it?
You oh, power.
You cannot make it.
Without
power over the enemy.
You've got to have it.
Yes.
I cannot. Sanctified. Without the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to make it.
Hallelujah.
Satan is going to attack you. He's going to attack you.
Yes,
when you got the Holy Ghost, he can't touch me.
You got
it. Can't right. touch
Come
me.
On
now.
Can't
touch
Amen. He can't touch me.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I'm branded.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Jesus. I'm branded with Jesus.
Yes.
Huh? And not only that, I got the Holy Ghost to keep me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mess with me, Satan. I'll put the name of Jesus on you.
Yes.
He knows you.
All right.
He knows you.
Yes.
I'm just preaching like it. The devil know
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. When you got Amen. Jesus down inside of you, to the care, huh?
Hallelujah.
Huh? The devil know you.
Yeah.
But he still want to sift you as wheat.
Right.
He do not want you to make it with Jesus.
Amen.
He don't want you to go to heaven with the Lord.
Yes.
And it's going to take that to lift you off the ground, like Doug said.
Amen.
Huh? It's going to take the Holy Ghost to get inside of this body. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! I could go on with this.
Hallelujah.
I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Anybody, they want to call themselves something else, huh? Another organization, huh? But if they baptize in the name of Jesus, huh? Filled with the Holy Ghost, we are serving and worshiping the same God.
Amen.
Right.
We had people leave the PAW, huh, and start their own establishment, but they yet baptized in the name of Jesus.
As
long as they baptized in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
They're good with me.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. They're good with me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's only one church.
One church.
Huh?
God's
Many man-made churches, huh? Making up stuff. Now they got a church now. They call it a matchmaking church.
Oh,
oh
no.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, this is a new thing now. Now we know. We know that ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. The matchmaking church.
No.
Okay. Huh?
No.
And I said, Gloria, I am not watching that program. Don't you start watching. I ain't finna watch it.
No.
I call him the fornicating church.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Yeah, all
right. You know Jesus ain't got nothing to do with that.
Hello.
Some of them, they matching up, already got wives. Husbands.
What?
Talking about, ooh, I found my match. Huh? Man said he got a house, he's doing good, and he got a boat. Lord have mercy.
Game show.
But those people will tell you we are serving the same God. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
You know when people gonna come to Jesus, I did this and your man, I did that and your man. Jesus said, depart from me, you wonder iniquity. I know you not.
Yes.
That's right.
That's what he was talking about. All these churches, he already knew. All these churches and different organizations, everybody got their own little interpretation and stuff. Y'all want me to share it? I just can't stop. Everybody got an interpretation.
Amen.
But the interpretation that they have do not line up with the word of God.
That's right.
Oh, you can just be baptized. Then come over here, baby. Let me get some of this water.
No. You good.
The Roman Catholics. That ain't right.
Come on, get baptized.
Go
get baptized. I baptize you in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Oh, that's a lie.
Just dipped in the water.
Just took a bath.
Void. Someone try to get clever. I baptize you in the name of Jesus. And the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Then they got clever again. I baptize you in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And this we do in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to keep on?
Can't follow the simple order.
I can keep on. Jesus told them to baptize in the name.
So simple.
That's it.
Then they mix it up.
The devil. The devil is twisting up stuff. He just messed up people. Thank you, Jesus. But we're serving the same God. I'm like Baptist folks, you know, they go to church, praise me and everything, chew their tobacco while they're in church. Then when they come out of church, they lit up their cigars and cigarettes and start, don't cuss in the church, but when they leave the church, oh, Lord, hold another person.
Oh, no.
Huh? But we serving the same God.
No.
Help them. Wrong.
No. The Church of Jesus Christ is a holy church.
Amen.
It's holy. We have to be holy here first.
Amen.
We got to be righteous here first. Because none of that nonsense, I saw a sister, Judge Judy said, nonsense. None of that nonsense.
Yes.
Right.
It's going to be up in heaven.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
I'm going to give y'all a break. Woo,
Amen.
Y'all know what church you belong to, don't you?
Amen.
What church is that?
The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
What's the name of it?
Pentecostal Apostolic Church.
The Pentecostal Apostolic.
Many of churches out there, but there's only one Church of Jesus, and that's the one He established. Thank you, Jesus. This is what the God of my salvation. I'm brand new. Like Peter said, like Paul said, he's a prisoner. I have to do this, you know. You wouldn't know how many people in the world is so messed up, huh? When it comes, this is my warrior right here. That's just so. This is why we talk about this. Every time we discuss this, every time we preach this, we learn something new. Amen.
Amen.
You are in the church. Now somebody said, "Well, our church is the same church." You know, if they were at our church, they were at the But then you know better, don't you? You know better. What Jesus said, "I am the door."
That's right.
He told Peter, "I'm gonna give you the keys to the kingdom." So when was the door open? When he said, "I am the door." This is my last little quiz I'm going to get y'all.
When Peter preached.
Peter used the key.
Oh, my Lord.
He's all right. He's all right.
Don't nobody get up.
He's okay.
It's okay.
When God said, "I'll give you the key," he was saying to Peter, "I'm going to give you the knowledge." The knowledge to the door. You all right. You didn't break it.
It's okay.
Jesus.
Khalil.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hello. Okay. Gave Peter the keys to the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
And on the day of what?
On the day of Pentecost.
Is the day that Peter what?
Opened the door.
Opened the door.
When he's told, this is the key. Jesus' name.
Amen.
The name of
Jesus Christ.
It's what we have to have to remove our sin.
Amen.
And now when you get baptized in Jesus' name, you're a new creature. But don't give room to the devil. Huh? Get the power.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Get the power.
Hallelujah.
You should have what?
Power.
After what?
After the Holy Ghost has come.
God wasn't just talking out of his nose, huh?
No.
He was trying to tell her, you got power.
Amen.
Power.
You got the power to rebuke Satan.
Amen.
So y'all pray.